was 2010. Look, I just wanna chip. I don't know another city doing this. Pistols hitting shots. Shots. Pitching lights out, now we hit the top. We the champs doing damage. We the Boston Red Sox.
Good afternoon and welcome to another edition of the Red Sox Nation, the Illinois Charter Podcast. I'm your host, Tom O'Shea. So, Super Bowl Sunday. Yep, the game of the week is tonight between Kansas City's Patrick Mahomes and our used-to-be our hero, now playing with the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, Tom Brady and the Buccaneers in Super Bowl 55. 55 Super Bowls. All right, so right now we got the Celtics game on right now, so we're kind of watching that and, like, doing the same thing at the same time. Yeah. So, yeah, they're losing to the Phoenix Suns. They're a decent team. Yeah. If you don't know by now, I'm pretty much everything Boston sports and New England and a few, like, international soccer teams from the Scottish Premier League and the English Premier League and a variety of college teams, football, basketball, baseball, and hockey. So, as I said, Red Sox, Patriots, Celtics, Bruins, and then international soccer teams. I said Celtic Football Club. Yes, Celtic, as in like the Boston Celtics a little bit too, how you say it. And they even say that too on the broadcast, on their team broadcast I watched too. They call the team Celtic. Celtic Football, yeah. And then Chelsea football, which by now they're already winning by now, 1-0 to Sheffield United, and college teams too, like for football, Notre Dame, basketball, Gonzaga, men's basketball team. Then for baseball, I'm a Wright State baseball fan, which they're a team in Illinois. They're like a team in Ohio. They're like a mid-major school, so like they're kind of like one of those like in-between schools are really good, but just don't get a lot of national attention and stuff like that. And for hockey, I had to pick a team from Boston, so I go with the Boston College Eagles. Yep. For Boston. Yeah. All right, so let's get into some Red Sox news. Yes, sorry we did not record last week. I kind of thought about it and then realized, oh, we could have recorded last week. There was a lot of news apart from the Adam Vino trade with the Yankees. There was a lot more. Yeah, we forgot to mention that too. But we also got Petey retired this week. So long to one of, if not one of my favorite Red Sox players of all time, between David Ortiz, Pedro Martinez, him, and Mookie Betts. Yeah. So farewell to one of the best of our generation. So, yeah. Well, let's get into it. All right. So, last Monday, not this past or this Monday that just happened, but the 25th, the Red Sox and Yankees made a very rare trade in the two teams' history. Probably because they don't really trade with each other because of the whole Babe Ruth trade and stuff like that. Yeah, how like that kind of screwed us up for 86 years. But Red Sox and Yankees made a deal. So here's what the deal will go. So the Red Sox will get relief pitcher Adam Alvino from the Yankees, a prospect pitcher named Frank Germain or something like that. We'll figure it out. If he ever makes it to the Red Sox, we'll figure it out. We'll figure it out, but to that end. And then $850,000 in cash. What did the Yankees get? A player to be named later and cash. Yeah, pretty much nothing. Nothing at all, yes. They basically got absolutely flipping nothing. Yeah. Although there are some people saying that this Alvino trade might not be great. I mean, I don't know what's going to happen. Maybe he might not have a great year this year. But at the same time, I have confidence in this dude. Because A, he is a pitcher or league pitcher who has major league experience, apart from the guys that we had last year in the bullpen that couldn't pitch to save their lives. and made us look like a joke. And this guy will not make us look like a joke. Seriously. I mean, he's a pitcher who knows how to actually pitch. He had one bad inning and game last year where he gave up 6 runs in a game. That happens. You're going to do that. Like, you're going to have bad outings. You're going to have bad at-bats. That's just baseball. I mean, overall, the guy's a pretty good relief pitcher. I mean, we basically stole this dude, Condio. I mean, we basically gave up absolutely nothing and got a minor league prospect in return. So, really, we kind of a little bit won this trade so far. Although, I shouldn't really say that yet. Let's see how he does this year. Because I feel like we will have him just for year one, or he might try to resign. We don't know yet. But for now, we have him for one year, and then we'll go from there. But I am kind of excited. I am really excited to see Adam Aulavino pitch in a Red Sox uniform. That's pretty. I was waiting to go to work, watching some TV, watching South Park, because South Park is one of my favorite shows. I am a South Park geek. So anyway, I was watching it before I went to work. Then I kind of napped a little bit. And then when I woke up, I looked at my phone. And I saw, what? They made a trade. Whoa, what is this? We got Aulavino, huh? So I was a little shocked and a little bit happy. Like, okay. All right. Red Sox are getting Aulavino. All right. Okay. The interest kings are really starting to make moves. Although they haven't made a move since then. I mean, I think we're probably going to try to get another, like, kind of first baseman utility guy. I think Marlon Gonzalez. We might think of getting back Mitch Moreland. We might decide to bring old Mitchie Two-Bags back. That would actually be pretty neat, bring old Mitchie Two-Bags back. I wouldn't mind that. And then a few other guys. We were going to try to get Marcell Ozuna if something was to happen, but he decided to re-sign with the Braves for a multi-year deal this weekend. Oh, Trevor Bauer, he finally signed with somebody this Friday, and he made a LeBron James-like announcement. So apparently he decided to go to the LA Dodgers on a free year, I think $120 million deal. So yeah, I mean, now I feel like the Dodgers are going to repeat as World Series champions now that they now got a really – probably one, if not one of the best pitchers in Major League Baseball right now. And the most social network active player. Yeah, I was about to say, like, interacts with the fans and stuff like that. Going back to that being coming to Boston, I mean, if he did come to Boston, I don't think that would have worked with the whole social media thing, because he pitches one bad game, Red Sox fans are going to go after him on Twitter. Yes. Yeah, I've seen those tweets. They're not great. They're not very great. No. Yeah. It would have been fun to see him in a Red Sox uniform, especially now if we have someone who can actually – we already know he knows how to pitch. So, yeah, so that would actually be great. But still, at the same time, I don't think it would work out. I mean, and knowing guys like Boston radio guys like Tony Mazzarani and Felger and stuff like that and all those guys – yeah, he has one bad game or has one bad stint. Yeah, they're going to ride him too. Felger, this team sucks, Mike. Bauer sucks, Mike. That's why they'll never win another World Series ever again. that's his mentality. That's what it says. I'm sorry. I mean, I know there's some people who love Tony Mazzarotti, but at the same time, I don't. I think he's pessimistic. I really think he does. Him and Felger are pessimists. I feel like everybody in Boston sports radio is pessimistic about their team. Like, have some pride, dude. I mean, yes, you don't have to agree with every decision and move they make, but at the same time, have a little bit of pride. Have a little bit of optimism. Yeah. Well, anyway, enough of that. All right. Now, something that I'm not optimistic about, I feel like a lot of people are kind of mad about. So, Tuesday of last week, or not this past week, but the week that the Aulavino trade happened, the 26th, was supposed to be election day for the Baseball Hall of Fame. And we had a few Red Sox players that were going to go, former Red Sox players that were going to go in. Curt Schilling were up to go in. Curt Schilling, Manny Ramirez, Shane Victorino, and Billy Wagner. Yeah, Billy Wagner used to relief pitch for the Red Sox at one point, like 2009, 2010. So, yeah. Did they pick anybody? Oh, yeah, and Roger Clemens, too. We forgot about Roger Clemens, too. Yeah. We forgot about him. Yeah, so he was going in, too. Did anybody go in? Guess what the baseball writers decided to do? They decided to vote in nobody this year for the ninth time in the whole doing this thing. They decided to vote nobody in. Oh, joy. Yay. Another reason why baseball, why these nerds who have never played a game of baseball in their lives or stepped foot in a baseball dugout are now deciding who should go in and who should not go in. Fuck. It's just really and there were like 14 writers decided to not vote, have like a blank ballot or send in a blank ballot in protest. Cause I don't want to see someone like Kurt Schilling, who's a supposed Trump supporter and a racist, get in. So what? We're voting on the guy because the guy is a Hall of Fame pitcher, not because of whether he's a shithead off the field. Jeez. I mean, seriously. And by the way, There are a lot of baseball people that are already in the Hall of Fame right now that are worser. There are worser people than Kurt Schilling. Let's see. Cap Anson, a notorious racist. He's in the Hall of Fame. Ty Cobb, he's a racist. Oh, yeah, he also beat up a handicapped person, too. Yeah, well, he was playing baseball because the handicapped person said something to him, and like he jumped the stands and basically beat up this fan. Yeah, and the guy's in the Hall of Fame and probably one of the best known players in baseball history. If you know who, if you say Ty Cobb's name, you know what I'm talking about. That's what I mean. There are a lot of shithead people that are in the Baseball Hall of Fame, and they're in, and they're probably going to stay in there forever, but we're going to not let Kurt Schilling in because of who he's voting for? Or who, well, I mean, I shouldn't probably say that because of who he's voting for, because Mariano Rivera, pitched for the Yankees as a relief pitcher. Was a Trump supporter and a Christian too. And he basically got in easily in the Hall of Fame. So I don't know. I mean, at the same time, you're voting on the guy because he was a great baseball player, not because whether he was a shithead off the field. Just, I'm sorry to say that, but at the same time, it's just, what are we doing, baseball writers? What are we doing? Seriously, I've seen some of these ballots. They have literally one to two people crossed off on this thing. And it's just, and a lot of baseball players are really mad too. Like some of the people on the ballot, you're not going to vote me in, then don't vote me in. I'll just wait to get in on the veterans committee. People who have played the game of baseball and have been through what we've been through and will easily measure my baseball. Yeah, it's just unreal. I'm sorry. Go on a rant, just irritates me that these nerds who have never played a day of baseball in their lives or been in a baseball dugout are deciding who and who should not be in the Baseball Hall of Fame. It just irritates me. Just does. Good Lord, what are we doing? Let them in. And I could see maybe someone like Barry Bonds and Roger Clemens possibly not getting in. But at the same time, you got to let them in too, just because, A, because I kind of do want a ceremony, which they will have this year because they have to let in the 2020 class too that didn't get in because of the pandemic. But you have to let – and also too, to teach the younger generation these guys too, like Barry Bonds, and see like they were part of the game even though they were a bad part – they were a dark part of our baseball history. At the same time, it's, you have to tell the story. And by voting someone like Barry Bonds and Roger Clemens and letting them be in there and showing people, hey, these were who these guys were. This is what they did. And yes, maybe some of their stats should not be counted because of how they basically juiced up and stuff like that. But at the same time, you have to tell the story. And by voting these guys in is telling that story of the game of baseball. I mean, seriously. And at the same time, too, if
baseball was so big on trying to stop that whole thing. They should have stopped it from the beginning. They really should have stopped it from the beginning, basically. Like, Bud Selig should have, like, when this old stuff started coming out with guys like Jose Canseco juicing up and Mark McGwire and Sammy Sosa, all those guys juicing up, he should have done something about it. But since because of the whole baseball home run, how after this was after the whole baseball strike and this was bringing fans back to the game, they thought, you know, we're just going to just let this slide kind of deal. But at the same time, I mean, if they're – and these are the same writers, too, who are voting these guys in now – are now having a problem voting them in because, but back in 1998, they were chanting, saying, "Oh, this is so great! This is so great! We're letting these guys, juice up and hit home runs! Woo! Nerds, ruining my game!" All right, enough rant time. Sorry about that. I feel like we're not going to get anybody in anymore. I feel like the baseball writers are just going to find something in these guys' past or something that they did off the field. Say, like, "Well, he can't go in now because he did this off the field." Tom, what do they sound like? Shut up about your stupid degree. No one cares. No one cares if you got a stupid degree from Harvard University. Nobody cares. Really. It doesn't show how smart you are. It just tells you you went through 4 years of school and you got through it. It doesn't show how intelligent you are. Gee, Christmas. Tom's in it today. It wasn't such a bad day. I mean, I watched the film Baseball Episode 6. I think the sixth inning and did one of my baseballs. Just by the way, Yahoo Fantasy is back with baseball. Although ESPN, I'm not sure what's going on with that. I mean, by now they should be like already starting opening up registrations for leagues and stuff like that. I don't know what's taking so long. Yeah, maybe they're kind of wondering the unknown future because some people are acting like we might not be having baseball on time, but. Rob Manfred, I know I don't really like Rob Manfred either. He's kind of a joke as commissioner too, but at the same time, he kind of did ensure everybody that this spring training and the regular season we're going to start on time. Yeah. So although we'll see. I mean, at this rate, I mean, just let us register and then just deal with it. I mean, at the same time, let's just. Play honestly. I know there's a pandemic and you gotta keep people safe, but at the same time, I've had enough of this, really. We all have had enough of this. Let's get back to normalcy. Yeah. Although next year this coming season, there will be no designated universal DH and no expanded playoffs, but they will bring the seventh inning or seven inning doubleheaders and the man on second base started off the extra innings. Yeah. That's how you're going to grow the game. That is how you're going to grow a game, baseball. That's how you're going to grow the game to the younger fans. Wow. Jeez. Seriously, eliminate. Which, by the way, weren't we promised that this was going to happen in 2021? Yeah. That the universal DH was here to stay. So what happened, Rob? Did we decide to have a change of heart?
Maybe this might be a good time to go to break. All right, we are back. Okay, so finally, so Dustin Pedroia on Monday decided to announce retirement and hang it up for good. So, yeah, one of the best second basemen, if not best second baseman for the Red Sox in my generation, has decided to retire and hang it up. And you can kind of thank Manny Machado for that. Yeah. He really, I mean, at the same time, he was dealing with a lot of problems too, but at the same time, that was kind of like the straw that broke the camel's back.
As in, I feel like Pedroia was just never the same after that Machado slide and the second base spikes high. I really feel like that kind of really, at the end, kind of like started the beginning of the end of his career. And it's really a shame. Yeah. Really a shame that the guy had a shorter career than. I mean, at the same time, it's a good thing that he did finish his career as a Boston Red Sox. And he will hopefully have his number retired by the Red Sox, but we'll see about that. Hopefully they do pretty soon. It's been kind of weird. They've been, for David Ortiz, like in previous years, they kind of wait until these guys get in the Hall of Fame and then retire their numbers. But I think since Ortiz, they kind of have been retiring their numbers like before they even get on the ballot, which is kind of a little weird. Yeah. I mean, I don't mind. I mean, seriously, I mean, I grew up idolizing these guys. And that's kind of cool that the Red Sox are finally saying, hey, you know what? From now on, no one can wear number 34. No one can wear number 45. No one can wear number 15 ever again as a member of the Red Sox. Yeah, because of that. So here are some of Pedroia's stats, courtesy of the Boston Red Sox. All right, a 299 batting average, a 365 on-base percentage, 140 home runs. So he did pass 100 home runs. 394 doubles, 725 RBIs, 922 runs scored, 138 stolen bases, 549 extra bases, and 649 total bases. All right. In Red Sox history, he ranks as among the top 10 all-time in hits, doubles, runs, steals, extra base hits, total bases, and at-bats. All right. So three-time World Series champion. Well, I mean, you kind of can consider 2018 is kind of like an off year, but he was still on the roster, but he didn't really play. He only like played like three games, and yeah, because then that was after the year that Machado decided to spike him or slide into him spikes high, so he was still kind of battling that. But I mean, he was technically part of that. I mean, I kind of consider that, but I would consider mostly he did was most definitely a part of 07 and 2013. Yeah, so. Two-time, technically three-time, it's up to you to decide. But in my opinion, he was part of that roster, and you know what? He still deserves that ring, no matter what. 2008 AL MVP, 2007 AL Rookie of the Year, four-time All-Star, four-time Gold Glove winner, a 2008 Silver Slug Award winner, and 2013 Players Association overall Heart and Hustle Award winner. All right. So, yeah. So, pretty much, yeah, we won't go over the stuff too, but still. Yeah. So, really good. I mean, and you cannot really – and the guy had a whole ton of work ethic, and he basically loved being a Boston Red Sox. And he basically, yeah, like showed how – what it means to be a Red Sox too. It's hard work, hustle, blood, sweat, and tears. And we'll kind of miss that at Fenway Park. I mean, I did watch the press conference. I didn't watch it live, but I kind of watched the replay on YouTube. It's pretty neat. I kind of love how he kind of like credited his coaches, basically like talked about his injuries and stuff like that, and just how guys like, yeah, and stuff like that. And just overall, I just made me just feel good. I did listen to the Section 10 episode that they did for an interview with Pedroia, and it was pretty neat. I love hearing about the stories too. How David Ortiz didn't know his name and called him Pee-wee and stuff like that. Somebody said like called him Dustin, and Pedroia or Ortiz overheard that and said, "Hey, why'd he call you Dustin? He called you Dustin. Yeah, he called me Dustin. Why? Because that's my fucking name." Because that's my name. Sorry, yeah, about that. Yeah, I love it too. How he was basically talking about or the whole Brock Holt cycle at Yankee Stadium during Game 3 of the 2018 ALDS. That was pretty funny too. you go bridge and turn this place into an Evan library. It's library time. I love that. I mean, yeah, that was just so funny. Just you have to ask for a library card every time you come back in here. They really did. I mean, everyone's talking about how when they go in the Yankee Stadium for Game 3, it was going to be deafening. Like, the crowd would be in it. I've kind of heard stories about Yankee Stadium being that rowdy of a group and, like, how their fans are just loud and deafening. And that Game 3 was basically ass-kicking against the Yankees. Yeah, that was basically just – yeah, that really just took the crowd out of it just right there. And you can only hear, like, a pin drop in there. Like, it was just deaf silence. It was just like, yeah. It sounded like nobody was there anywhere. Yeah. It's library time. I love that. Just library time. Yeah, just love it. Yeah. Honey, wake up. Brock won a bicycle. Brock Holt won a bicycle. You mean hit for the cycle. Is she after? Yeah. I mean, there's a picture of this Yankee couple or this Yankee or Yankee fan couple, and I think the male couple is like leaning onto his girlfriend's shoulders and just falling asleep during the game. Like, this is boring. This isn't fun. Well, I mean, if this is your team's worst home playoff loss in franchise history, I mean, yeah, that would not be it. Wow. 16-1. So apparently I went to church the next day after game 2, and somebody was saying, I heard the Red Sox got the butts handed to them last night, and that was after game 2. They had a chance to win that game. I mean, are you talking about the two home runs by Judge and – or the home runs by Judge and Gary Sanchez? I just thought, like, after game 3, I thought, now that's an ass-kicking. That's an ass-kicking. Yeah, forget about game 2. That – game 3 was a true ass-kicking. Yeah, there was nothing about it, yeah. We basically made Yankee Stadium into a graveyard. After that, just so silent. You did not hear anything after that. And that's what I love about Pedroia, like these stories. And he also talked about, too, how Bobby Valentine was not really that bad of a dude. I thought, what? And I was a little confused. Like, what? I was about to say, I've heard he was kind of an asshole. If you don't know who Bobby Valentine is, he was the manager of the Red Sox in 2012. And that was the reason why that whole team stunk. And, like, the managers almost, like, or the players almost revolted against him. Like, he was just that bad of a dude and just that bad of a manager that the players almost, like, had a revolution. Yeah, they almost had another Easter Rising 1916. Yeah. If you don't know what I'm talking about, please go look it up online. The Easter Rising, the 1916 Easter Rising or Easter Rebellion in Ireland during 1916. Yeah, look it up. I mean, we talked about this on episode last April, and we're probably going to do a net this April too, this coming April too, on the 20 week of the 24th or so, which is when the Easter ride. All right, back to. But anyway, yeah, there was like a revolt, like no way. And he actually said that Bobby Valentine wasn't really that bad as we all thought he was. Yeah, yeah. I was about to say. I mean, it seems David Ortiz in his book didn't really say that. I said, like, he did not say anything good about Bobby B. Yeah, no. And here's the thing, another thing about good thing about Pedroia. He came into every season acting like, we're going to win the World Series this year. And that's the mentality you should have. Treat every year like, hey, we have a shot of winning this year or winning any championship in our league. Just have that mentality. I was about to say, I was kind of thinking, you really fought 2012? I was about to say, I didn't feel like we were at, but that was the player he was. He just treated every year like it was a chance that we could win this World Series or win the championship in the end or be very good. Yeah. So that was like, yeah. I also liked the car store, too, that I had with Larry Lucchino. That was pretty funny, too. That was great. Yeah. PD, we'll miss you, buddy. Yeah. Hopefully he'll become a coach in the near future or a manager. Maybe not with the Red Sox, maybe because if things head south with teams under his direction, fans might turn on him. Just like fans at Chelsea. Chelsea had their previous manager, Frank Lampard, used to be a former player and a really great player too. Kind of one of their best players, like an Ortiz, a Bedroya, a Pedro Martinez, or a Mookie Betts. And he became manager for Chelsea football. Okay, so the second year was good, but then this year was not so great, and to the point where everybody's saying, what have you been doing for us lately? And recently he just got fired this past week, and they now got a new manager, Thomas Tuchel.
Which, by the way, are they playing right now?
I mean, they are playing right now. Yeah, I should know. All right, they're up 2-0 or 2-1 to Sheffield United. You gave one goal to Sheffield United. Wow. That's one of the worst teams in – that's like the worst team in their league. Yeah, they only have one win. No, you better not lose to these guys or tie with them. That would stink so much. So anyway, so yeah, back. So yeah, that's why I kind of didn't want Pedroia to be – I mean, it would be nice to have someone like a Pedroia, a Jason Veritek or a David Ortiz as Red Sox manager. But at the same time, it kind of wouldn't be great either, especially if things head south for those teams. Yeah, the fans will turn on them, especially people in the media, in the Boston radio, like that Felger man. Felger! I don't think this Red Sox team under David Ortiz is very good. Too many young guys. This team sucks, Mike. Ortiz is a terrible manager, Mike. That's why they'll never win in the World Series ever again. We're just at it today, yeah. I mean, first show back in almost a week or so. So, yeah, so apologies for that. We were meaning to record this last week. And I feel like maybe looking at it now, maybe it's kind of good that we kind of didn't record last week. Just because of now we're getting, like, so much content and stuff like that right now. We're just giving you so much to talk about now. Yeah, so it's just great. So there are some things. Yes, we said we started Yahoo Fan, or we got back on the Yahoo Fantasy. There's now we started registering teams. I won't give too much in the detail just yet, just to point that I'm still drafting these teams. I drafted three teams this weekend, Friday, Saturday, or yesterday, and today. We just got done with the draft today. So yeah. But I kind of will give you some of the names. I think one team is called the Kansas City Monarchs, named after the kind of the New York Yankees version of, or basically the dynasty team of the Negro Leagues, the Kansas City Monarchs. We named a team after Hank Aaron because this past week, Hank Aaron did pass away this past week. So rest in peace, Hank Aaron. So. And just to know how much that guy went through and how much he kept his head held high, kind of deal, and how much racial abuse that he got, especially when he was trying to break Babe Ruth's career all-time career home run record, how he basically just kept his head held high, even though the guy was getting so many death threats and so many racial abuse. And there were times, especially when he broke the record, how there was a point, you know, that iconic footage of him breaking the record and running the bases, and there were actually fans going up to him and basically congratulating him. But people were, or his security guard at the time they interviewed him, said like that at that point he thought, oh my, someone is trying to kill Hank. So he just basically had his gun ready to basically just, yeah, bang, 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 shoot the assassins. Yeah. But I feel like at that point, they were just congratulating. But yeah, he kind of like, it's kind of getting them off and like, hey, don't touch me, dude. Especially since you were like, if you were guys like saying, yeah, especially since I've been through what I've been through this past couple of years or so, trying to break Babe's record. And he basically just had his like, just cool confidence saying, hey, you know what? I'm going to break your precious Babe's record. And there's nothing you guys can do about it. I'm just going to keep my head held high and just keep doing what I'm doing. And that's what I love about Hank. He just kept his head held high and basically just kept doing what he kept doing. And I love it too. Like after that, when he was getting interviewed, like they're asking about like the whole process. He said, I just want to get that whole thing done and over with. And he basically did. And that one at bat on, I believe, April the 5th, 1974. Yeah. That one April day. Yeah. So great. So rest in peace, Hank, one of the GOATs, if not the GOAT. So yeah, so we named our team after one of our teams after him called Hammering Hank, because I believe that was one of his nicknames. And then let's see what other teams. So we named one after Royal Rooters, named after the founding fathers of Red Sox Nation. We named a team we named a team after Section 10, after the famous Red Sox podcast that kind of got us going too. And then we named a team after Barstool's baseball podcast, Starting Nine, which we got that done today. We actually got that team drafted today. And Section 10 and the Royal Rooters, we got them drafted this week. And then our next team, our final team, is Thomas Clark, named after one of the Easter Rising leaders, Thomas Clark. Yeah. Or Tom Clark. Yeah. I got that accent. Yeah. So anyway. So it's Super Bowl Sunday. So who is my pick to go to or win the Super Bowl? I kind of want to see Tampa Bay win it because, A, I kind of want to see Tom Brady get a seventh ring. Even though it's no longer with the Patriots anymore, I kind of do want to see that happen. I kind of want to do see that happen and stuff like that and kind of see him get that seventh ring. And it just shows, too, that maybe it wasn't only Bill Belichick that had the success in New England and brought those six Super Bowls. Maybe it was all Tom Brady that brought all those Super Bowls. I mean, it is kind of starting to show a little bit too how year one after Tom Brady or without Tom Brady, I mean, kind of see how the Patriots went. I mean, they missed their first playoff appearance since 2008 and basically had their first losing season since 2000. That was basically the first year Tom Brady and Bill Belichick basically teamed up. So maybe it was old Tom Brady. I don't know. Maybe we might find out tonight if he wins tonight. But I'm kind of a little concerned about Kansas City and knowing that their team is still kind of good. But, I mean, we'll see. I mean, we'll see what happens. At this rate, I'm still wearing my Patriots jersey and flying one of my Patriots flags outside because, you know what? It is kind of defiance too, a little bit too of like, yeah, no Patriots in the Super Bowl. I really don't care whatsoever. But I mean, a little bit tonight. I mean, I kind of do want to see Brady just get number seven, just to kind of prove everybody wrong that it maybe was old Tom Brady that brought all that success to New England, and not just because maybe just Bill Belichick was a coach. Because I feel like there were some Super Bowls that Belichick actually did cost Tom Brady, and Brady could have had a lot more Super Bowl titles if Bill Belichick didn't make this decision. Like, for instance, Super Bowl 52, he decided to sat out one of his best defensive players, Malcolm Butler, basically a guy who basically also helped Tom Brady win his fourth Super Bowl ring, but decided to sit him out because of disciplinary action, and that kind of did cost the Patriots Super Bowl 52. And basically, yeah, also cost Tom Brady maybe a seventh ring. I don't know. We'll never know. I mean, at the same time, that's kind of the reason why, yeah, I mean, we don't know. Anyway, there are some things I am planning on doing, too. We're bringing back MLB The Show and MLB or RBI Baseball fans or franchise modes segments. So we'll try to do that in like during the season. But either that, I mean, not a lot else to talk about. So great episode so far today. I mean, we got done a lot today. So, all right. Anything else? I think we're good. All right. Thank you guys so much for listening. Thank you for giving me this opportunity to share and keep doing what I love. Subscribe, rate, and review on Apple iTunes. Give us a 5-star review if you can. Follow the show on Twitter at red_charter. And then follow my personal Twitter page at junkyarddog_92. We will have that in the details of the episode. And then follow the show on Instagram at Sox Illinois. And then follow the show on Spotify, Apple, Google, Breaker, Overcast, Pocket Cast, Radio Public, and Podbean, or wherever you get your podcast from. It doesn't matter to us. And with that being said, I believe that about do it.
All right. See you guys. Possibly next Sunday, whenever. All right. Banyana.
Well, you can tell everybody. Yeah, you can tell everybody. Go ahead and tell everybody. I'm the man, I'm the man, I'm the man. Yes, I am, yes, I am, yes, I am. I'm the man, I'm the man, I'm the man. I believe every lie that I ever told, paid for every heart that I ever stole. I played my cards and I didn't fold. Well, it ain't that hard when you got sold. Somewhere I heard that life is a test. I've been through the worst, but I still get my best. God made my mold different from the rest. Then he broke that mold, so I know I'm blessed. Stand up now and face the sun. Won't hide my tail or turn and run. It's time to do what must be done. Be a king when kingdom comes. So you can tell everybody. Yeah, you can tell everybody. Go ahead and tell everybody. I'm the man, I'm the man, I'm the man. So you can tell everybody. Yeah, you can tell everybody. Go ahead and tell everybody. I'm the man, I'm the man, I'm the man. Yes, I am, yes, I am, yes, I am. I'm the man, I'm the man, I'm the man. I got all the answers to your questions. I'll be the teacher, you could be the lesson. I'll be the preacher, you be the confession. I'll be the quick relief to all your stressing. It's a thin line between love and hate. Is you really real or is you really fake? I'm a soldier standing on my feet. No surrender and I won't retreat. Stand up now and face the sun. Won't hide my tail or turn and run. It's time to do what must be done. Be a king when kingdom comes. So you can tell everybody. You can tell everybody. Go ahead and tell everybody. I'm the man, I'm the man, I'm the man. Well, you can tell everybody. Yeah, you can tell everybody. Go ahead and tell everybody. I'm the man, I'm the man, I'm the man. Yes, I am, yes, I am, yes, I am. I'm the man, I'm the man, I'm the man.
I'm the man. Go ahead and tell everybody what a player I'm the man. Yeah, yeah. Go ahead and tell everybody what a player.
Tell everybody, tell everybody. Go ahead and tell everybody
I'm the man. I'm the man. Everybody, you can tell everybody. Go ahead and tell everybody. I'm the man, I'm the man, man. So you can tell everybody. You can tell everybody. Go ahead and tell everybody. I'm the man, I'm the man, man. Yes, I am, yes, I am, yes, I am. I'm the man, I'm the man, man.